KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
Bay Area, you ready?
Every single morning when I wake up.
Yo, 1, 2, yeah.
Something I listen to on my way to work to get hyped up.
I love you so much.
99.7 now. First thing I wake up to, like, last thing I hear, you know.
This is good radio.
Oh my God, am I really on the show?
Stand by.
Four, turn it up.
3, test, 2,
let's go.
Please welcome Big Bay Mornings.
TGIF. Yay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Friday. It is September 11th, 9/11. Every single year, it's the same feeling, man. When I wake up in the morning on this day, and I imagine it is for everybody listening right now. I mean, 19 years ago today, tragedy hit our country, forever changing it and the world for that matter. But we're actually going to do something different today. We're going to try to turn a day of tragedy into a day of good, which we'll get into here around 6:20 this morning. We'll explain what we're doing. But Greg and I are going to do a good deed today. Isn't that right, Gregory?
Yes, absolutely. Even I will do a good deed, Benny. Mm-hmm. Something for someone else. Not for me, not for you, but for someone else, which we all should do that once in a while.
For sure. And we encourage you all to join us in doing so. But like I said, 6:20, we will get more into that. But good morning, everybody.
Can I get a day off for that?
No.
Can I get a day off for my good deed?
No. No, you cannot get a day off. Great. Unless you're going to go volunteer, maybe go clean up the beach or something.
Okay.
You can have a day off for that.
No beach in Philadelphia, but I'll go clean up the river. I went by it yesterday. It needed a little work.
Oh, how's everybody feeling, though? I know it is 9/11. It is always a hard day, but everybody feeling good? How was yesterday in Philly?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it was great. We did a little walking tour, so I was over by the Liberty Bell yesterday. I went by Thomas Jefferson's house. And I went by Benjamin Franklin's house, which was kind of cool, just to check that out.
What do those look like? Did you take any photos? I would be very interested in seeing what those look like.
I took a photo of the statue of Benjamin Franklin. I did not. I'll take a picture. Thomas Jefferson's house just is right up the road. I'll take a picture. It just looks like a brownstone, though. I mean, that's why I didn't really take a picture with it. It looks like everything else looks
good. Around there.
Yeah, it looks exactly the same. Nothing has changed in 250 years. It all looks the same.
Well, enjoy the clear skies out there. We do not have those home in the Bay Area. I mean, this smoke, my throat, my nose, it is just, I'm coughing. It's terrible, terrible air quality.
I come home on Sunday and I don't even really want to come home. I kind of just want to stay and I'm not rubbing it in, but right now it is raining here and it's such a beautiful smell and feeling and...
Move that rain west, please. Move it our way.
I wish I could. I know. It's still tough. It is tough for people, especially if you've got kids. The kids want to be outside. They're not going to want to stay inside, but you really can't even get outside and do anything.
And if you are on the road right now, you probably already see the dense fog. But yes, bad air quality today, dense fog, windows up, take it slow on your way to work this morning. Producer Art, how you feeling over there, brother?
I'm good. I'm feeling good. I can't tell what my cough is from, what kind of smoke it's from, but I got the cough, too.
Cronchitis. He's got that cronchitis.
All
right.
Well, you know.
That's actually probably not a good idea right now anyway. You should probably relax on that.
I don't. It's from the air.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Listen, there's a lot of icky out there, but we're going to bring you a lot of
sticky
icky. Yeah. There's a lot of ickiness out there, but we're going to bring you happiness today, right? We're gonna cheer everybody up, make sure everybody's happy.
We are indeed. And you know what else we're going to do for the second time ever, which we got such a great response when we did it a couple Fridays ago, is text the truth. So starting at 7 a.m. in the top of every hour, we're going to read your confessions. So it is really your time to just text whatever you want to get off your chest. You can remain anonymous or not, but we've got some great juicy ones last time we did this. So we're going to do that 7 o'clock. We will get into Text the Truth. Of course, we got the money for you. Big Money Minute. We are set to play in just a couple of minutes. If you've signed up at 997now.com, we could be ringing your phone in a matter of 3 minutes to play for $1,000. But being that it is 9/11, I think it's right that we start the show off with this morning. Empire State of Mind, Alicia Keys, Jay-Z, Speak Bay Mornings, and 99.7 Now. Welcome to the day, everybody. Greg and I were just singing at the top of our lungs. Doesn't that make you want to take a trip to New York, too?
Oh my God, I'm close. I could take the train.
Good morning, everybody. So, okay, Big Money Minute works like this. You sign up on our website, then we call you. But producer Art was blowing up our player. Her name is Nikita up in Santa Rosa. She was set to play at 6:10 a.m. She's not answering her phone. I'm assuming she's still asleep because, you know, you fill out a little, like, questionnaire, you know, when you sign up. And one of them is, you know, what do you do? What's your job? She is a bud tender at Cannabis Club.
Oh.
A bud tender.
Oh, now I got it, bud.
Art, why would you schedule a bud tender at 6:10 in the morning? You know she's not awake.
Yeah, you know that I was trying to get the hookup, though, so that's why I scheduled her in here. So
she could be awake and a bake.
Yeah.
Awake and bake.
So, yeah, those places don't open until like 11 a.m., though, right? They have the best hours in the world.
Yeah, 11 to 4, yeah.
Yeah. Meaning we're going to look for caller 9 right now. So call us to play Big Money Minute. 10 questions in a minute. If you could do that, you'll win the money. $1,000. Call 888-456-9970. We'll play next.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
All right, and we're playing with Greg sitting on a couch in Philadelphia. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to Big Money Minute.
Good morning. How are you, Benny? Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Before we get into Big Money Minute, for nothing for you, you win no money if you get all 10 correct. Producer Art, care to share what's happening and why we don't have a player after I just said call?
Yeah, phone lines are not working on the phone with engineering right now, trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, so the player we wanted to play with is asleep, and we couldn't get a hold of her. And then now we asked for caller number 9, but our phone lines are not working.
Correct.
And we have like 20 phone lines in the studio. Like, not one of them, none of them work.
No, every phone line is down right now. There's something wrong.
Fire.
Yeah, fires are burning throughout the
Yeah, maybe they burned down
melted. Yeah, that's probably. Oh, my God.
Well, if they're not working by 7, you're going to give out your personal cell phone. They're going to call your cell for caller 9, and you're going to put it on speakerphone up to the microphone.
We did that before.
We'll find a way to do it through my cell phone. I'm not giving out my cell phone number on air.
Why?
I've done it before.
Trust me, Art. No one wants to call you.
No, trust. I get all sorts of pictures.
The Bears do.
Well, there you go.
I don't need my inbox flooded with those today. Thank you.
Okay, so,
So what are we going to do? You're going to ask me the
questions? I'm going to ask you the questions because I want to play still. Okay, let's do that. All right, good morning. Here we go. Welcome to Big Money Minute, Greg. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them all correctly in the minute, you win absolutely nothing. We go.
Ready, set, go.
What Disney movie is Simba from?
Lion King.
What month is Memorial Day in?
May.
Quarantine officially began in what month?
March.
Name one of the branches of government.
Executive.
Say So and Like That are songs we always play by what pop artist?
That girl you like, Doja Cat.
Spell colleague.
Colleague? I pass. I don't feel like spelling.
How many quarts in a gallon?
4.
Where in the Bay Area will you find the Winchester Mystery House?
San Jose.
True or false, Cinco de Mayo is Mexican Independence Day?
No, it's 16.
Where did the ukulele originate?
Hawaii.
Spell colleague.
I hate spelling. C-O-L-L-A-U-G-E?
No, no!
Yeah, I don't know. Hold on, let me Google it. I still have time.
Yeah, he does. Jeez, would you give him 3 minutes?
No,
I'm just fast.
This is a long timer. I mean, if only our pass girl the other day could have had a timer with the
C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E.
Timer. Sorry.
Well, I've admitted it before. I'm a terrible speller, so.
Well, you got 9 out of 10. C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E.
All right.
Good job. 9 out of 10, Gregory.
Thank you so much.
Are we taking a break here? Yes? Okay. Yes. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Down,
I don't know what's happening over there in the studio this morning. Producer Art, he's, I don't know, indica, baby. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're coming back, and it is, of course, a day of tragedy. But what we are trying to do today, what we are going to do today, is turn this into a day of good. And we encourage you to do it with us. And we'll talk about it as soon as we get back. Hang on. Wow. Hello and good morning.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Yeah!
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Of course, it is one of those days. It's 9/11, 19 years ago today. I can't believe it's been 19 years already. Next year will be the 20th anniversary. Of course, talking about 9/11 and, you know, our country and the world is forever changed on that day. Before I get into what we're going to be doing today, because we're going to try to turn a day of tragedy into a day of good, let me ask you, Greg, and I imagine you do, everybody does, where were you on 9/11?
I was in San Antonio. I lived in San Antonio at the time. And I was actually just waking up and just like a lot of people turned on the TV and saw what had happened. It was really horrific.
Yeah, I remember I was in class, sophomore year of high school, English class.
Oh, yeah, I was in class, too. Class. Yeah. I was in class.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
Class. I was a junior in high school.
No, but I remember same thing. You know, and at that age, I mean, you get it, right? I mean, I was 15 or something. You get it, but you don't really get it at that point.
You don't get the impact of it, but you,
for
get,
sure.
you get it. But yeah.
And I remember same thing, you know, the teacher wheeled in that TV. Remember they used to have those TVs on the,
yes.
the racks they would wheel? So wheeled it down the hallway, brought it in the classroom, and we, you know, we watched the news coverage as well. Producer Art, where were you?
Yeah, I was a freshman, and I remember I was driving. No, I wasn't driving, but I was being driven to school and listening to that on the radio with, like, one of the local sports stations, and they were, like, crying on air, and it was really impactful as a kid, and then just you see it year after year,
right.
And it like triggers something inside you, because everybody has those moments of feeling like they don't know what's going on with the world right now.
Well, you knew that the world would never be the same
yeah.
after that happened.
Right.
That was what it really symbolizes to most of us. You knew the world was never going to be the same.
And so what we are doing today, and we encourage you to join us in doing so, trying to take a day of tragedy and turn it into a day of good. So on our Instagram page, we have a bunch of different good deed ideas that you could do. So at Big Bay Mornings on IG, you could choose one, you could choose many. But these are just ideas. So, I mean, if you have something else in your head that you think would be a good deed today, please do so. We'd also love for you to tag us so we can show you off to everybody as well when you do it. So at Big Bay Mornings, we are going to choose one of those 11, at least one, Greg and I, and do those today. And we'll post those up on Instagram as well. And you can also, you know, get to 911.org or justserve.org for even more good deeds and ways to volunteer. But we encourage you to join us this morning as we do that. Your 630 Dirty is on the way, and San Francisco announces some big reopenings. Plus, why the pandemic probably made you lower your dating standards. Greg, have you lowered yours since the pandemic?
They couldn't get much lower.
We'll talk about it next in the 630 Dirty. Good morning.
Are you ready? And now, Dirty on the Dirty.
Headlines.
The Bay Area's record string of consecutive Spare the Air days shows no signs of ending. Today marks the 25th day in a row and counting. I will tell you that my throat is on fire, Greg.
Yeah, I heard you. Like, listen, you're coughing. I mean, things are terrible there.
We can expect more of the same today in terms of the smoke. There's also dense fog this morning, so windows up and take it slow.
Oh, my God. I don't even know if I'm ever coming down.
Word broke yesterday that San Francisco will allow gyms, barbershops, nail salons, and massage parlors to reopen indoors starting this Monday. And some San Francisco schools could be next for K through 6th graders. They could be back for in-classroom learning beginning September 21st. Starbucks says that they're switching over to strawless lids for most of their drinks by the end of the month. Starbucks says the move is another step in their journey to reduce their environmental footprint.
Well, they already did that in San Francisco, so where are they not doing this?
Everywhere else.
Everywhere else that does not live their life like we do here in the Bay.
We are in a bubble, are we not?
And people are lowering their dating standards due to the pandemic.
Oh, I know, I know.
So 2 out of 3 single people on dating apps say that they've lowered their standards because of the pandemic. And the main reasons being that they haven't liked being alone while they've been quarantining, and that they're getting more worried about finding a relationship. So they're just, they'll take whatever they can get.
This is why we're getting more Ghostbuster emails than ever before.
Mm-hmm. Sassy Sports.
The Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs began their title defense with the opening of the NFL season last night, beating the Houston Texans 34-20. It was an emotional first game as the players, along with Alicia Keys, kicked off the season, locking arms in unity.
I think we got so busy, so used to flying so fast.
that we forgot. We forgot to look at each other. We forgot to stay with each other. Listen to each other.
I love her.
We forgot that my love looks better on you. So tonight, let's make sure we take the time to remember. All I ever wanted was a dollar and a chance.
It was a cool moment last night. It was really a cool kickoff to the NFL season. Only 17,000 fans were on hand at Kansas City's Arrowhead Stadium to watch. Now, that stadium holds nearly 70,000 fans. They were spread out. Somehow, these wonderful fans also found a way to boo the moment of silence to support racial equality in our country.
I know.
I was so mad. I literally wanted to throw something at the television.
My daughter looked over at me. She's like, did they just boo that? And I'm like, yeah, that's what it sounded like. That was ridiculous.
I mean, kick out the fans and keep the players. It was ridiculous. They're showing a really emotional moment, a great moment, black and white players connecting arms, and people are booing.
Wow.
Overall, the good outweighed the bad last night. It was awesome to see football back. It was weird, though, to see, like, players and coaches wearing masks during the coin flip. And then, like, some of the coaches were wearing those shields, you know, those plastic shields. Yeah.
You just see all kinds of spit in the inside of it. Yes. And it's all fogged up. Yes.
That's what I kept saying. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so foggy. How's he even seeing the plays? And he's trying to call. But you know what? Football is back. And we say goodbye to the Panda, longtime San Francisco Giant, Pablo Sandoval. He was released by the team yesterday, but it really was a love fest on social media with the Panda saying that his heart will forever be in San Francisco. But, I mean, we got to say goodbye, Panda. We do love you, and we'll always love you. That's all we got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Monday is the season premiere of Dancing with the Stars, and we now know what Carol Baskin's first song she will dance to will be. Hit it, Sal!
Oh, yeah!
Hey! I mean, this is perfect for her. Survivor's Eye of the Tiger. How are you going to dance to that song, though? That's my question. How's she going to do that?
Oh, you can ballroom dance to that. There's enough beat. But I'm telling you, she's going to... Plus, come on. She can't move. She's not going to move me. She ain't going that fast.
Speaking of Tiger King, it was actually just announced, too, that Amazon landed the rights to the scripted Tiger King series. This will be the one starring Nicolas Cage as Joe Exotic.
Didn't we just call him washed up yesterday?
Yeah. We sure did. Well, maybe this will put him back in the spotlight. No word on when that series will be out. Megan Thee Stallion and her lawyers are concerned that no one has been arrested yet for shooting her. Her lawyer said, this case is open and shut, and I'm very concerned that we're still lingering here.
Me too. Like, this guy's pretty much admitted that he shot her, so why hasn't he been arrested?
Yeah, so far, rapper Tory Lanez has only been charged with gun possession, but they are waiting for him to get charged for shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot.
And am I wrong, but wasn't she, like, outside the car after she got shot naked?
She was. Completely
well,
naked.
Why was she naked?
Well,
does anybody know?
I have an idea. And there were two women in the car and him, and I believe the other one was naked as well, right? Or she got dressed maybe before she jumped out.
Okay, never mind.
Thank you. That is your Dirty on the 30.